On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, how are you?
I'm great. Okay, I guess we're done here.
Not really.
We're just getting started. Okay. Same old. Hey, another week goes by. Another week done. In the Trump presidency. Trump's America. Oof, hating it. It's just wrong. He's trying to stamp out the media, saying they're all liars and enemies. They're enemies. Oh, you know, that's how a dictatorship starts. I'm not going to tell you what you already know and just, you know, reiterate the same bad news. But hey, think about it. I did want to mention one thing, though, aside from the Nazis and pedophiles that are popping up. Keep speaking out against that. Thank you. Kellyanne Conway. Real quick, and then I just really want to move away from this topic onto other things, because I have other things to talk about today. I really do. I just don't think Kellyanne Conway is going anywhere. She's not going anywhere, because she would blast Trump all over the media, and he knows this. So, you know, keep your friends close, your enemies close, or whatever. He's letting her kind of do what she wants. Maybe they're trying to stop her, but they can't cut her completely loose, because she'll just, you know, woman scorn, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and this and that and the other thing. You know, it'll be a field day. So he doesn't want that. Or she has some really good dirt on him and she's blackmailing him to keep her right where she is. I don't know. But anyway, you know, she's just get used to her homely face, I suppose, and pleasant ways. Okay. Hey there. Yeah, look up who that is, whatever. Do your thing. I gotta say something. I was watching a movie, which I do a lot. You know what? It's the winter time. What are you supposed to do? You watch movies. It's the law. It's not really the law, but it's what people do. They don't even need an excuse. I think they do it in the summertime too, which I don't get, because if it's the summertime, why aren't you out in the sun? Why are you watching a movie, loser? I'm one of you losers. I know I do this. Anyway, the movie Hansel and Gretel, or is it just Hansel and Gretel? Am I fancy saying it Hansel? I think it's Hansel and Gretel. Let's just say Hansel. Forget I said Hansel. Just delete that from your brain. The movie, it had like Jeremy Renner in it. I had just saw it recently, but it had been out for a couple of few years, whatever. I just thought what was really funny is at the very end of the movie, and I'm not spoiling it. I'm talking about just the credits. So I'm going way past the plot, even. I'm talking about in the credits at the end when you're reading them, you know, as they scroll by. One of the very last things said, I swear, look for yourself, was a disclaimer. You know, any resemblance to characters here is unintentional, coincidence, blah, blah, blah. Really? Really? Oh, because I really was thinking that this was a true story based on people that I know in, like, Idaho. Okay, so yeah, it's this really Hansel and Gretel. I think it's a famous fairy tale, even. I mean, I've seen that disclaimer in other movies that you may think, okay, well, this might be something about somebody. But do they really have to say it after, like, Godzilla? Or, I mean, some, you know, really, Star Wars, anything. It's so silly to see it then. I chuckled and I said to myself, I'm going to have to podcast this. And I just did.
Thank you.
That's right.
It's Tori's pet peeves. What peeves me this week? Again, these are ongoing problems. It's not anything new. And if it's new, I will definitely be sure and tell you this is something new that just started bothering me. Okay, like President Trump, like saying those words together. I mean, obviously that's new. That hasn't bothered me for years because it was such an unreality. Okay, what I'm talking about now is people that wash their clothes. And I don't mean you shouldn't wash your clothes, because I do that too. And I know everyone does. This is not the problem. This is the problem, okay? The laundry detergent smell. It's, you know what? It's overpowering. You're putting so much soap in with these stinky laundry detergents, and maybe you're even adding fabric softener, whether it's a liquid or a sheet or something, and you know what? And then you're walking out, and you're like a big cloud, like Charlie Brown's pig pen, except it's a cloud of perfume. And it's very obvious that it's not perfume or deodorant or a cologne or anything like that or body soap. It's laundry detergent. You smell like an ignorant fool. And I just want you to know that. You think you're going to make people say, oh, wow, they smell so clean and fresh. No, you smell like a laundromat, okay? You do. It's like if you're walking through a neighborhood on a Sunday afternoon, maybe late afternoon, and you know you're going by houses, and all of a sudden you start smelling that laundry detergent smell because people are doing their laundry. It's Sunday, I guess. It needs to be done. They're waiting. Classic Sunday afternoon smell is people's freaking dryers, because it's coming out the dryer vent. We're obviously not smelling their washing machine. We're smelling the dryer vent, venting into the neighborhood. Ah, house after house. Suburbia. Wonderful. You're morons. Stop making yourself smell that way, because it's obnoxious. And if no one's telling you, you know what? They're still thinking it. They're just not going to say it. But you smell ignorant, and like you want to really overpower it. And that is all I wanted to say about that. Now, recently I heard some news, very, very recently, about the Anaheim protest. Apparently, a cop pointed a gun at some rowdy teenagers, and I guess it was off duty, whatever. You know what? I've been over this and over this, and it's not what you think I'm going to say. The point is, there are phone cams everywhere, okay? It's going to be recorded, whatever you're doing, and especially if there's a group of teenagers there, give me a break. I mean, you're definitely being recorded. So I don't know what kind of a brainiac it takes to be doing anything in public these days. I don't care if you're ranting at a server or any kind of disturbance, a weapon, language, hate crime. Whatever you're doing, it's being recorded, okay? And even if no one has a phone cam, there's these surveillance cameras in buildings and things. I mean, come on. We're this close to having satellites right down, beaming down and seeing us at every moment. I mean, they already have these cameras on street poles in England, I'm pretty sure, which everyone knows you're in public, so you're, agreeing, consenting to be photographed, filmed, if you're in public. So that's happening. But again, there's that, and there's all these cameras in people's phones. It's, you know, never mind GoPros or anything else. So that's happening. So think about that. Think about that. I'm trying to put you in the worst mood. Hey, I'm back. I didn't go anywhere. Why do you think I went anywhere? I didn't. Okay, so what I want to say next is I did something very exciting, and I'm going to talk about it for a long time. I mean, in general in my life, maybe, or just right now on this podcast. I don't know. I kind of wish I had Ron here to bounce stuff off of, because he might appreciate this as well. I went to one of those Comic-Con events. You know, they have MegaCon and Comic-Con or whatever they're called. This one was called Pensacon in Pensacola, Florida. It was their fourth one, their fourth annual one. And boy, I had a blast. I went 2 days. For 2 days of it, it was so great. And the biggest reason I wanted to go, the main draw, was because Henry Winkler was there. And I worked with Henry Winkler on a movie, Here Comes the Boom, several years ago in Boston, near Boston. So I thought, you know what, I'll be able to say, hey, Henry, remember when we talked about blah, blah, blah? And I did. And I won't tell you what it is, because that's my story with Henry Winkler that he knows. And he was, yep, he knew the name and everything. And so got my picture with him finally, because, and I explained to him, when you're working on a movie and you're an extra up there in Massachusetts or wherever, you're not allowed to take pictures, especially no selfies with the actors. That is so frowned upon. That'll be like the last time you ever work. So I never took any pictures. I was very good in all the movies I did for maybe 4 years. So I told him, I said, yeah, finally going to get this picture. So I always had my Henry Winkler story. I hugged the Fonz, and now I hugged him twice. And I actually went back on Saturday. It was a Friday, Saturday, and I hugged him again. The line wasn't that long. Super nice guy, as usual. You know who had the longest line there? And I didn't even know why, because I don't even know this person. Huge draw. Jason David Frank. Okay, apparently he's a Power Ranger, one of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. His lines were crazy. It was like people standing in line to see, I don't know, who's a big star. Will Ferrell. That would be a big line, I would imagine. Somebody like that. Although Will Ferrell I guess he wasn't available or doesn't fit into this genre, which I thought was kind of funny because Henry Winkler sort of just thrown in there. It's like a science fiction superhero, you know, comics. And I don't know where Henry Winkler fits into that, but I was still nevertheless very happy to see him again. And I got some fabulous pictures. I really do. And it didn't cost me anything. I charmed my way, which I can tend to do. You listen. You know how it works. How I work, I suppose. So with David Bradley, who is Walder Frey in Game of Thrones, he is no more, of course, the character died, like they all tend to, but I was just so happy because, you know, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan, huge, huge, huge. Game of Thrones and Walking Dead, those are the only two shows of anything there that I even watched or knew basically anything about. So it was exciting to see, you know, Game of Thrones people and Walking Dead people, which I did. And I'll get into that. But right now, first of all, David Bradley, who's also in Harry Potter, of course, he and a show called The Strain, which I have to watch, apparently. I spoke to David Bradley like this in my British accent, told him my name and so forth, and he was so enchanted by me. It was wonderful. He told me where he's from, you know, north of Liverpool or some such thing like that. And, of course, I have relatives in Lancashire. So I was able to bring that up. Anyway, he was just mesmerized by yours truly. And so I went away, and I came back half an hour later. I thought, I'm going to try to get a picture, because I got my nerve up after talking with Scott Wilson, who is Herschel in The Walking Dead. His character is no longer here either, as you know, because that's a couple of years ago. That's nothing new. So I'm not spoiling anything. But Scott Wilson, oh, what a nice gentleman. Just a sweet man. I got a picture with him, but I explained to him, I said, you don't have any money for a picture, but it was very nice talking with you. And he said, here. And he gave someone the camera that's, you know, that works there and got a picture with me. And I was so happy about that because I really do like his work. He's been around for a long time. You know, In Cold Blood was one of his first movies, I think 1967 maybe. Anyway, he kept going on and on about how great David Bradley was, who was right across from him at the table. And, you know, that was so nice of him. But I said, you know, you're great. You're great. Yeah, he's great, but you're great. So after I got that picture, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back across right there to David Bradley and speak with him again, and maybe he'll give me a picture. Just, you know, like Scott Wilson just did. So I waited in the line, and then when I got up there, I spoke to him, and as soon as he saw me, he said, Victoria! He remembered my name. This is a half an hour later, and he started singing Victoria by the Kinks. He was so charming. I swear this happened. It was so awesome. So we did a little chit-chat, and then I said, could I get a picture? And he jumped up like he was just dying to do this, and we have a beautiful picture together. And then the man at the table, the one worker there, the volunteer, just said, that'll be $50. I said, what? And he said, didn't I tell you that before? And he didn't tell me that before. So I don't have $50 for a picture. So the other man that was in charge said, that's okay. But it was funny because, you know, David Bradley's just like shrugging. He doesn't know. He's not in charge of that. But it's the Pensacon people that are supposed to say that. But he never told me first. Or I would have been like, no, 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 no. So anyway, I got that picture. So Scott Wilson was nice enough to, you know, do it ahead of time. I said I didn't. But I just thought that's if they're offering a picture, because I asked someone else for a picture and they were clearly like, no, no, it's $20 or $30 or $40. They tell you. And I was turned down, so I knew if David Bradley didn't want a picture, he would just say, I'm sorry, but it's me. It's me. Moi. So he absolutely did that and wanted that. So now I have to figure out a way to send it to him. I have to figure out how to do that. Yeah. Anyway, Pensacon. Oh, so I dyed my hair a bluish, just a rinse. It's a very pastelish blue looking. And I thought, I'm going to do this anyway, but I'll do it before I go to Pensacon, because there's wigs and there's costumes, and they were very elaborate, and it was cool walking around seeing these costumes, too. That was a big part of the whole day. And I still, right now, have people stopping me, total strangers, to tell me they like my hair. It's so, you know, I guess that it looks good. Okay, Pensacon. I had great talks with Lindsay McKeon, who does Supernatural, I guess, and some other things. And she just really gets it. She was so personable. She gave me a hug and a picture. No charge. A hug. Because we had a bond. We spoke. It was great. She's awesome. Awesome. Okay? Look her up. The other girl I had a great talk with was Glenn Allen Anderson, who apparently they had a whole bunch of tables from that show Stranger Things, which everyone in the world has seen except me. So I kind of said, you know, I guess I'll have to see it. And she was all excited about that. Now, let me just say, Glenn Allen Anderson, sweet girl. Oh, so bubbly and nice and friendly. And she was there with her family. Isn't that great? Her dad, her mom. Her mom looks just like her. She looks like her mom. And her brother. So it was a nice family little event for them, you know. And she said her pictures were only $5. She was at least, you know, said, I don't even want to charge that much. So $5 for mine. But you know what she gave after our nice talk? Free too, also free. So I'm getting these pictures with people. But it's funny because the Scott Wilson picture has a little backstory to that too. His pictures were $40. And I know that because the woman in line next to me was saying how, I said, how much are pictures? And she said, oh, they're $40. But you know, I'm taking it with someone else. So we each paid 20. So it's not bad. And then she watched what happen with me and Scott Wilson. So I don't know what to tell you, lady. I'm really sorry, but that was Scott Wilson's decision. It's not mine. I ask, people can say no, and they do. I had a nice talk with Walter Koenig, who plays Mr. Chekhov in Star Trek. Of course, he doesn't have that Russian accent, which is mind-boggling, because you just want to see it coming out of him, and he doesn't. He just speaks regular. He has a regular accent. Very nice guy. Speaking of accents, also spoke with Daniel Portman. And, yeah, the name doesn't roll out. You know, you don't know who it is. You have to look it up, probably. He's Scottish. He's in Game of Thrones. He plays the squire to Brienne of Tarth. Nice, nice kid, okay? And I did one of my accents, and he said I sounded Australian. I wasn't even going for that. But he said, speak in your real accent. And I did, and he loved it. It was great. I asked him a little bit, you know, about Game of Thrones. When do you get your scripts? He said a week ahead of time. A week, you know, so they don't want anyone spoiling it, I imagine. And he agreed with that. Yeah, so he was a nice, nice kid. I also had a nice talk with John Dugan. And he plays the grandpa in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, a lot of them, if not all of them. So he was super fun to talk to. Because I had seen that movie, but I've only seen the first one and the one that was very, you know, funny with Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger, which people either loved or hated, and I loved it. I thought it was funny. I don't know. I just like different, and different is good. I spoke with a lot of people, even people with costumes, but Lesser known people, there's an author called Quincy Allen. I believe he lives in Colorado. He was there. He does steampunk fantasy stuff. Real tall guy. Got a picture with him too. So I would like to maybe get one of his books. Also, Doctor Who artist Kelly Yates. Really, really nice man. Very good looking man. Does the artwork for a lot of Doctor Who things. Again, just super, super nice. Super nice people there. Also, I spoke with three minor characters in The Walking Dead. They're with Hilltop now. So, you know, they're fun. They were fun to talk to. They know they're going to jump on their fame real quick because Walking Dead, you're here 1 minute, gone the next, and I don't expect to see them again. So, it was fun to talk to them. Again, three nice guys. Also, one more person I talked with was Brian Thompson. And he was in the Sylvester Stallone movie Cobra, but the first thing I ever saw him in was The Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it's, you know, I always, I say the lines of what he said. He's one of the punks near the beginning. Wash day, nothing clean. You know, what's wrong with this picture when Arnold's walking towards them with no clothes on? You know, he's the one that got his heart punched. He gets punched right through and pulled his, you know, guts out or something. That was him. So he was really, he got old, obviously, because we all do. But he always looks like a villain. He has that villainous look about him. But he was there. We were teaching about selfie sticks. And he was so interested in the selfie stick that he took a bunch of selfies of himself that we still have sitting at the table. And he told us this long story about something. I don't think I'll repeat it here. But anyway, he was a nice guy. I think his pictures were $30, but I didn't ask for any because I just like took one of him with a selfie stick. So same thing. Why even bother? It's fine. Who I didn't get to see, which I was kind of bummed out, was Vern Troyer. You know, Mini-Me. He wasn't at the table when I went by. Oh, bummer. Because I would have totally liked that. I would have liked to see him. But that's okay. Still had a super, super day. Maybe George Lowe would have been fun. I walked by him, and I really wished I'd stopped at his table now because he was the voice of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and I like voice actors. I had some voice actors there, which is something I really want to do, and I've always wanted to do that. So I really should have got their point of view. But it was fun. It was a fun little fantasy world, and people really get into it. They dress up, as you know, what these are. I had never been to one. I've only heard about them. But people, they really elaborate costumes. As a matter of fact, they have a costume contest the Saturday night in downtown to see, you know, who wins it. And we didn't go, but it would have gone on late. Anyway, but it was still a super, oh my gosh, what a great, great time. If you can ever go to a Comic-Con, I didn't know how much fun they were. Friday was a slower day. Saturday was a madhouse. So if you can go on a Friday night, a Friday afternoon, if you can, that was a little more, it was quieter. And still all the same people were there. It was great. Okay, you know, I am no Trump fan. Yeah, I'm bringing it up again, just for a second, because hear me out. There's these stories circulating, and they get a lot of attention, okay? Here's two in particular. One was something about a picture with Melania and a man in the background rolling his eyes. Looked at the picture, scoured that picture, couldn't find anyone remotely looking like he was rolling his eyes, okay? And I don't know, so I don't get that. I don't get that picture. I think that's made up. The second one that just happened was a video, apparently, of when she was at the breakfast or something and was going to recite the Lord's Prayer or something, which, I mean, the jokes were funny, you know, her whatever attempt at that. But that's not what I mean. This is something about her flinching when Donald Trump touched her. I didn't see it, and I watched it over and over and over looking for anything. I didn't, you know what, it was nothing. It was nothing. If her facial expression changed, I mean, you talk about the inauguration where she completely changed when he turned around and said something. Okay, I saw that. But this one, okay, so please don't make up news or make it look worse than it is, because that is making matters worse for the press, for media, for stories. They're not going to get believed, even if they're true. So again, I don't really see, I'm going to keep looking at different stories as they come up and try to give my viewpoint on it. But I really think you're looking for trouble there and looking for things where they're not happening. And again, I am no way in support of the Trump presidency. I think it's a fiasco. Obviously, it's getting worse and worse. I mean, he's appointing someone for the EPA that loves pollution, someone in charge of education that doesn't know how to read. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm exaggerating, but it's a disaster. So you don't need to make up stories about pictures and videos and look at this and look at that. You're really reaching, because then you have people say, oh yeah, it's like the emperor's new clothes. Oh yes, oh, that's beautiful, it's wonderful, oh, it's so true. But there's nothing there, okay? He's naked. It's not true. So I really wish people would just think before they do these things. Unless I'm totally just missing it. Maybe it's there and I just don't see it. And believe me, I want to see those things. I am dying to see what you're talking about, because it's so hilarious sounding. I'm like, yep. But I'm not. And I'm trying, okay? I'm really trying to go with it here. But if there's nothing there, stop it. And this is all we have time for this week. And you know what? It isn't that we don't have time, because I have all the time I want. For real. If I want to talk for an hour, Ron will be like, great, you talk for an hour. I love it. It's great. No problem. But I want to keep it at 30 minutes. I just like that, you know, amount of time. That's what I'm comfortable with. That's what we do the ECAT show with. Easton Cable Access Television.org, ECAT, you know, EastonCAT.org. I'll be back at some point to do those shows. I miss doing that. I love doing that. I will be back doing those and with Ron for the Friday episodes, which are great. We have fun doing those and bounce off stuff off each other. It's great. So again, I will be doing that soon. And meanwhile, we have Tori once a week. And just what's inside my head, what I'm thinking about, and what I do, and what I don't do. No, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, anyway, so just enjoy the rest of the week, the weekend. March is almost here, people. It's almost here. Hang on. In like a lion, out like a lamb. That's right. It happens sometimes that way. Okay, peace. Beautiful girl, lovely dress, 15 smiles, oh yes.